Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Your number one news and talk station.
15th of December is International Tea Day. Yeah, I didn't even know there was International Tea Day. So it is understood, though, that South Africa exports rooibos tea to over 30 countries. That is including Germany, Netherlands, Japan, the UK and the United States. Joining us on the line, though, to tell us about this South African delight is Adele Du Toit, spokesperson for Rooibos South Africa, or rather for the South African Rooibos Council. A very good morning to you, Adele. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Good morning, Abs, and good morning to the listeners.
Adele, tea, rooibos tea is kind of a big deal, is it?
Absolutely. I think the popularity of rooibos tea is absolutely skyrocketing, and that's because of its versatility.
Talk about versatility. How versatile can tea be? For me, I look at it as it is tea, and you drink it to have a conversation with someone at work in the morning when you don't really want to sit at your desk. What else does tea do for me?
Well, that's one of the applications, Abs, but there are so many. Rooibos tea is widely used in beauty products. It helps for age-defying the skin. It's great if you rinse your hair with rooibos tea. It can add an additional glow, etc. But also, you know, we're in the height of summer. You don't want to drink a hot cup of tea on a hot summer's day. So enjoy your rooibos tea either ice cold or include it into your cooking, especially your festive menu that's coming up soon.
I might have missed you there, but I thought you said it's good for your skin. Is that when drinking it, or you apply it directly to the skin? And you also mentioned hair.
Yes. If you drink rooibos tea, that's very good for your skin because of its high antioxidant qualities. But if you have sunburn or eczema or allergies or insect bites, you can apply cold rooibos tea directly to the skin, and that will help soothe that itching and that inflammation on the skin.
Oh my, you learn something new every day.
If you have an allergic scalp, so if you have dandruff or eczema in your scalp, you can rinse your scalp with rooibos tea. So you shampoo as per normal, and in your last rinse, just take a cup or 500 ml of rooibos tea and rinse your scalp with the tea.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Adele, talking about these benefits, though, I would imagine then, because rooibos tea is already a big brand in South Africa and in many other countries, are we continuing to see the growth to many more other countries?
Yes, so there are many big tea-drinking countries, and I'm specifically talking about the East, some of the African nations, and even in Europe. So they really want something that's unique, different, exotic, and rooibos tea fits very well into that bracket.
I tell you what, Adele, let's bring the listeners into this, and I know I'm going to get into trouble for this, but I've never been one to understand the whole craze with coffee, but I've seen people talking, you know, in the morning, they got to have their coffee. They got to be on the go. I don't know if I'm a tea or a coffee person, but to you listening at home, are you a tea or a coffee person? If you are one of the other, why are you enjoying the other over the other? And if you are a tea lover, are you a rooibos drinker? And if you are a rooibos drinker, what are some of the benefits that you've received from rooibos? 021-446-0567. Adele, bringing it back to you again, in terms of exporting, and I would imagine that when we export, there's so many jobs that are created by this specific tea in our country. Is rooibos tea unique to our country alone? I'm asking because more often than not, if something is not unique to a specific country, you'll find that growing the industry from what it is to a bigger industry can be quite difficult. Is rooibos tea unique to South Africa?
Completely, 100%. So the interesting thing about rooibos is it only grows in a 100 kilometer radius around Clan William. And that's the only area where it grows. And it has a geographical indicator, just like port and champagne. And that means if anybody else, anywhere else in the world plants rooibos tea, they can't name it rooibos tea. It's only indigenous to us in South Africa.
And in terms of looking into the future and some of the prospects when it comes to rooibos tea, what are some of the visions for the future as from the South African Council?
Well, absolutely. really reached the tip of the iceberg on the health benefits of rooibos tea. There's a lot of research going on just to prove that the health benefits, which include anti-diabetes, it helps to prevent cancer, it's good for heart disease, it lowers cholesterol, it helps to beat stress, and the benefits just go on and on. So the industry will continue to grow, not only because of the delicious tea that rooibos tea is, the uniqueness that it has, but it's also so incredibly good for you.
Talking about these health benefits, Adele, I'm a very big believer in educating the general population. I would mention that, as you know, speaking to you as a spokesperson of the South African Rooibos Council, are we doing enough as the council to educate the general population out there? Because we seem to be a generation of medicine, and we forget that sometimes Mother Nature has a way of healing you.
Yes. So things are changing, not only in South Africa, but all over the world. People don't really want to pop a pill for this and that anymore. They are looking for more natural solutions. They are looking for things that are more wholesome and more healthy. And rooibos tea really fits into that. So to answer your question, over the past 2 years, the council has really tried to get out there, to get the name and the benefits of rooibos tea out there. Can more be done? Absolutely. But I think we've come a long way.
And talking about finding out more information about this, because I can see that there's so much health benefits that one can learn from. Is there a place where we can go to?
Yes, so you can go onto the internet on the website saroibos.co.za, find us on Facebook and Twitter.
I think I'm going to have myself a rooibos after the show this morning. Just maybe start off right there. But Adele, talking to the Cape Talk listeners, anything you'd like to share with them before you say goodbye?
Just the last thought, you know, we have such busy lives and things are so hectic. Today is International Tea Day. Let's celebrate it. Break out the fine china. Get that teapot that's at the back of your cupboard. Brew it, sip it, savor it, and just enjoy your indigenous, proudly South African rooibos tea.
Ooh, you know, Adele, now talking about tea, you just reminded me about that teapot. I'm just reminded back at home with my mother. She's got this set of like that teapot with those specific like China done glasses. Cups.
What I'm talking about. Yeah.
I've only seen that taken out once in my life. Once. Hey, why are mothers like this? Adele, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you.
Thanks, Ab.
Thank you so much. Hey, to you listening at home, break out that teapot. We want to see that China. And hey, you can invite me. I'll be there. I can always use tea.